Hey there, are you sitting down? Good, because Wayfair's biggest sale of the season is here, and you can shop it right from your couch. It's Wayfair's Black Friday in July sale, and it's on now. Right now, you can score up to 80% off everything home at Wayfair. Snag outdoor furniture and decor at up to 60% off. Get area rugs for every room at up to 80% off. And refresh your sleep space with up to 60% off bedroom furniture. Plus, score amazing doorbuster deals and 24-hour surprise flash deals. And get it all with fast and free shipping on everything. Yep, even the big stuff. Right to your door. These are Wayfair's lowest prices of the summer. And did we mention they only last 5 days? So don't wait. Head to Wayfair.com today to score up to 80% off Wayfair's biggest sale of the season before it fizzles out. Shop Wayfair's Black Friday in July sale now through July 28th, only at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Hello, welcome to or welcome back to Try Not to Care. If you're new here, my name is Ashley. I upload pretty much every single Monday and we sit down, we chit chat, we have a good time. And today we're just gonna jump right into the episode. No long intro, it's not necessary. So this episode's gonna be for anyone who might be struggling with letting go of a person or a situation. Maybe you're going through a friendship breakup, or you and your boyfriend or you and your girlfriend broke up and you're feeling really hopeless and you don't know how to move on. I have definitely been there. We know this. I've gone through some very difficult times. And when you go through something traumatic or heartbreaking, the moments following it, the days following it, the weeks following it, the months following it, they're really hard. And it's really isolating and lonely. When you're in the thick of it, it's hard to see the light at the end of the tunnel. It's hard to see any way forward because you're just so hurt. So in today's episode, I'm going to share with you the 3-year healing rule, which is a type of framework that people use to describe the emotional timeline of healing. The 3-year rule is really helpful for, one, giving yourself grace throughout the healing process, kind of being a reminder that you're not going to heal overnight. And two, it gives you structure and a guideline on things that you can be doing to get better and to move on in a productive way. When I went through really hard friendship breakups or really messy romantic breakups, and I didn't know how to cope with the aftermath of it, you know, all the emotions I had, the loss of this person or the loss of this relationship, the reality that I would have to exist without this person or without these people, I genuinely did not know how to move forward because I couldn't see a path that would lead me forward. And it felt like that feeling went on forever, especially with those romantic breakups. I felt like every waking moment I was thinking about that person, I would wake up in the morning and just be sick to my stomach, remembering like, oh yeah, we're not together anymore. I can't text them. I can't talk to them. I don't get to see them. And then months would go by and I would still feel that way. But it just got harder because the more amount of time that went on, the more I was aware that they were probably moving on and they probably didn't care and they probably expected me to be okay and be over them or over the situation, but I wasn't. I would feel pathetic, I think is the right word for it, still being obsessed with them or still being obsessed over what happened. I would feel gross every time I talked about them because I knew everyone around me was like, shut up, we get it. We get you're upset. We get that you want them back. We get that you're mad. But I couldn't stop. It was like word vomit. They were all I wanted to talk about because I was still so broken up about them. I think a lot of people expect us to just bounce back when something bad happens to us, when something traumatic happens to us, because from the outside, it's like, okay, this happened, it sucks, get over it. But when you're in it, when you have all these strong emotions attached to it, it feels like the hardest thing to overcome or let go of. It's like when your best friend and their toxic ex-boyfriend break up and you want to celebrate because you're like, he sucks. I don't understand what she sees in him. And it must seem so easy to get over this guy because to you, he's awful. But to her, she sees something completely different. She's so emotionally invested that she can't just let go and move on. it's just really hard to move on when you feel like the people around you want you and expect you to move on, and you also want to move on, but you can't because you don't know how to. This episode is sponsored by Ollie. I have two dogs, Izzy and Sebi. They're my whole world. They are my babies. I birthed them, honestly. Okay, not honestly, but I love them. They're my babies, and I want the best for them. And that means making sure that they get the best food. It's really important to me that they're healthy and they're happy, and that's why we tried out Ollie. Ollie delivers clean, fresh nutrition in five delicious flavors with five protein-packed recipes like fresh beef with sweet potatoes or fresh turkey with blueberries. Ollie is made in U.S. kitchens with the highest quality human-grade ingredients, and it contains no fillers, no preservatives, just real food. To get started with Ollie, just go to their site and take their 30-second quiz, and they'll create a customized meal plan based on your pup's weight, activity level, and other health info. Izzy has trouble going to the bathroom, so we wanted to try out Ollie to see if that helps the two of them. Some benefits that you can see when you switch to Ollie are more excitement at mealtime, a shinier coat, solid, easy to pick up poops. I mean, who doesn't want that? And 1 to 2 months on Ollie can help dogs reach a healthy weight. Dogs deserve the best, and that means fresh, healthy food. Head to ollie.com/TNTC, tell them all about your dog, and use code TNTC to get 60% off your welcome kit when you subscribe today. Plus, they offer a happiness guarantee on the first box, so if you're not completely satisfied, you'll get your money back. That's ollie.com/TNTC, and enter code TNTC to get 60% off your first box. When me and my first real boyfriend had broken up, I didn't think I was ever going to get through it. I didn't think I was ever going to get over him. I thought I was going to be heartbroken and mourning him for the rest of my life, which is funny now to say. Like, we can laugh about it now. Haha, funny. Because that couldn't be further from the truth. But it's sad that I thought that my life revolved around him. It's sad that I thought my life couldn't get better than him. But it did. It got so much better after him and after the next guy and after the next group of friends and after the next thing that I thought was set out to destroy me. But things don't get better overnight. I didn't get over that guy the day after we broke up. I didn't get over that friendship breakup in a month. It takes time to let go and heal and move on. Just like it takes time to develop real feelings and real connections. I mean, if you were dating someone for a year, do you think it's going to take you a week to stop thinking about them? Or if you've been best friends with someone for 10 years, do you really think that you're not going to think about that person for the next year? If your feelings were real, they're still real now, even after the loss of that relationship or friendship. You need to give yourself grace and know that it's going to take time and be okay with it taking time. Now, this is where the 3-year healing rule comes in. It's called the 3-year healing rule, but it's not a strict timeline. For some people, it might not be a full 3 years, but for other people, it might be 6 years. It might be 10 years. It's different for everyone. It's just a helpful tool for people who are trying to heal from something like a breakup or trauma or a life-changing event. And remind them that healing isn't linear and it's going to take time. And I know some of you are going to be like, Ashley, I'm not taking 3 years to get over my dumbass ex. Like, I needed to be over him yesterday. I can't wait 3 years, which I totally get. Valid. I've been there. I felt that. But healing takes time. And if you really want to heal, you know, process your emotions, grieve that person, and be able to accept the loss and let it go, you have to be patient. You can't rush it. Also, the time is going to pass regardless. So you might as well be intentional with that time rather than suppressing your emotions and still be stuck feeling the way that you do 3 years from now. The 3-year healing rule is also a very natural process. Plants do it too. And I just learned about this. I'm not like a plant expert. I'm just getting into gardening, okay? But they do it too with plants. The first year when they're planted, they sleep, which means there's very little growth. I mean, they're still working, they're still doing their thing, but most of the action is happening underground and they're establishing their roots. They're really getting settled in and setting that foundation. The second year, they creep, and that's when their slow growth begins. And then the third year is when they leap. This is when the big visual growth happens, and you get to see all the flowers and leaves, and they just flourish. Year three is their payoff year, where they're established and they're thriving. That's what we want to get to. It might not take 3 years. It could be less. It could be more. It could definitely be more. Everyone's journey is different, but we have the same goal: to thrive. I want the next time that you find yourself upset or frustrated over the fact that healing is taking longer than you expected, to remind yourself of the 3-year healing rule. Year one is processing, year two is adjusting, and year three is living. The first year is the processing phase, and I like to think of this as the year of chaos. This is the time where you're actively crashing out. You're still in shock, still trying to wrap your head around what the hell just happened. You are in the thick of whatever it is that happened to you. It just happened. The wound is fresh. All it takes is hearing their name, or hearing a song that reminds you of them, or smelling a smell that smells just like them, and it feels like you just got kicked in the stomach. It feels like no matter what you do, you just cannot stop thinking about them or talking about them. They are living rent-free in your mind, and that's expected. You shouldn't be expected to just forget about this person because they're not a person in your life anymore. You know, that person might say, "Stop talking about me. You know, you're so obsessed with me, get over me," to make you feel bad about grieving, but you're allowed to. You're allowed to be upset that something didn't work out. You're allowed to be upset that someone abandoned you or betrayed you. You're allowed to be upset that you're no longer friends anymore, or you're no longer dating that person anymore. Just because someone handles things differently than you doesn't mean the way that you're processing it is wrong. During this time, everything's still raw. The emotions are high. You're feeling a range of emotions. Some days you might wake up and feel really good and then remember a thing they said to you, or see something online that doesn't make you feel good, or just remember that you're no longer in each other's lives and you're mad all over again. You're upset again. You're confused again. You also might be dealing with a lot of conflicting emotions and thoughts. You might be blaming yourself for things not working out, blaming them for not trying hard enough. You might be asking yourself all these questions like, what did I do wrong? What could I have done better? Should I try to fix it? Should I reach out? Should I not be upset? Did I overreact? This might be a time where you're acting out of impulse because all the emotions are still there. They're still so raw. But with all of that chaos comes reflection and being confronted with what just happened. This is a really good time to process your emotions. Don't suppress them. Feel all of them, even if it feels like overkill. Feel them until they don't resonate with you anymore. This is a time that's good for journaling, writing in a journal what happened, how it made you feel, what you wish happened instead, what you're struggling with during the process of trying to move on, why you're having such a hard time letting go of this person, things that you can do to help you move on, or things that you want to prioritize and focus on instead of that person or that situation. Therapy is also a really good thing to get into when you're grieving the loss of someone or you're dealing with a big life change. Like I said before, when you go through these hard times, it's so difficult to see a clear path forward, and having someone like a therapist is really good to give you that guidance and to kind of hold you accountable to do what's best for you and to not go back to that person or to a place that's no longer serving you anymore. This is also just the time of learning how to live your life without that person, or learning to live your life differently than it was before. Like if you lost your job, trying to figure out what your daily life looks like now, how you want to live and how you just want to be. Which leads to year two, the year of adjusting, or you can call it the acceptance phase. This is the time where you're adjusting to your new life, whether it's a new life without a certain person or a new life where you're in an entirely different environment. Your life is just different and you're adapting to it. You've come to terms with, I can't hold on to what once was. I need to move forward. Things didn't work out and it sucked, but it's okay. Everything's gonna be okay. And the focus is no longer on that person or that thing that happened. It's now on you currently and your future life. That's not to say that you never think about that person or you never revisit what happened. It's natural to still think about your past, but it doesn't hurt as much. It doesn't sting the way it once did, and you're no longer shocked by the change. You're not waking up anymore sick to your stomach because of what happened. Your mind is not consumed by them. Like, the feelings might still be lingering a little bit, but they're not strong. You're able to look at what happened with much more clarity. A year ago, you might have been talking with your friends about how someone hurt you, and you were just so riled up about what happened that you weren't able to understand their point of view whatsoever because you were just so mad. But now, a year later, you're able to look at it and be like, what they did was wrong, but I can understand why they did it. I might not agree with it, but I understand. When I had gone through a nasty friendship breakup, the first few months and the year following it, I was so mad and disgusted. I could not wrap my head around how someone could treat their friend that way because I knew that I would never do that to them. But now I'm able to look back at that situation, and although I don't agree with how they treated me, I do partially have empathy for them because I now know that you have to be hurting in some way or have some degree of insecurity to treat someone the way that person treated me, which is sad for them. But I wasn't able to have that kind of mindset when it first happened because I was just so angry and I wasn't thinking clearly. But that's what time apart will do for you. You're able to see things much more clearly without being fogged by emotions or attachment. Kind of like when you're finally out of a breakup, years later you look back and you're like, oh my God, why did I allow that person to treat me that way? Why did I allow that person to talk to me that way? In the moment, you allowed it because you loved them and you wanted to be with them. But now that you don't have those feelings anymore, you're like, what was I thinking? But the thing is, you weren't thinking. You were leading with your heart rather than your mind. The adjusting phase of healing is when you start to rebuild your life. You build a life not revolving around that person, and you stop identifying by the person or by the thing that you lost. You start to form new habits, and you find new hobbies, and you meet new people. And the main thing is not centering your life around them anymore. You're making a new life for you. And then year three is when you actually get to start living, or this could be considered your growth phase. This is the time where you blossom into that beautiful flower and you get to thrive. You're now living a life that that person that you knew knows nothing about. You wake up one day and you're like, wow, I don't even recognize my life anymore, and I love it. I love that I've transformed my life into something completely different. And I can't believe that I used to wake up so heartbroken and so hopeless, thinking that things wouldn't get better. When your life is so intertwined with a person or is so centered around a job or a commitment, you base so many of your decisions off of it or off of them. Even after the fact, like even after a breakup, the first few weeks or months, you're still thinking about how you should be acting or what you should be doing in relation to that person. You're still being considerate of them and you're still holding yourself back, almost walking on eggshells out of fear of upsetting them or pushing them farther away. But at this point of healing, they're no longer in that equation. They don't get to have a say in what you do or who you speak to or what your life looks like. You're truly, at this point, living for you and the people who are present in your life right now. You're making new memories and your mind isn't so fixated on thinking about the past 24/7. That's not to say that that person or that thing that happened doesn't cross your mind, but you get to a point where you're able to take what happened and kind of integrate it into your story and be able to talk about it in a way where you've grown from it. If I were to talk about the things that I talk about on this podcast when they happened, it would be messy. It wouldn't make sense. I would probably sound like the villain because I would sound crazy. It would be coming from a place of hurt rather than a place of experience and understanding. You get to a point where you're able to be like, okay, this thing happened to me and this is why I am the way I am. This is why I handle things the way that I do. This is why I'm guarded. Or, you know, this is just what I've learned and this is now what I won't accept. You can acknowledge that this person hurt you or this person at one point was an important part of your life, or this thing happened to you that was very traumatic, but it's no longer controlling your narrative. It's not controlling your life. It's not controlling who you are as a person or what you do. It's not dictating your life anymore. Year three, or whenever you get to this phase of healing, is usually a time where you realize that although the thing that you went through was painful, it was worth it, and it might have been necessary. It was worth it to let go of that person or step away from that friendship or relationship or that job or whatever it was that was a destructive part of your life. Not to say that you deserved the pain or that you deserved to struggle, but so many people think that they can't live without that person or live without that thing, so they hold on to it even though it's no longer serving them. So when you're finally on the other side of that and you're able to let it go and you're able to accept the loss and you're okay, it's just this moment where you're like, wow, I did it. And I'm so glad I did, because I'm better and my life is better off this way. You finally reach the light at the end of the tunnel and you're finally experiencing peace, even though it was hell to get there. And I think that's what you need to keep in mind when you're doubting the process of healing. I know in the beginning, it feels like your world's ending and it feels like nothing's ever gonna get better. It definitely does, but it takes time. And you need to trust the process. You need to trust that you're capable of getting through it. You're capable of being alone. You're capable of creating a life that looks different than it does right now. And you should want that. If everything's burning around you, you should want to change. You should want things to get better. Like, that should motivate you so much. If you're already in hell, why would you want to stay there? Lock in and get the hell out of there. Like I said, healing definitely takes time. It's different for everyone. Everyone has a different journey. People deal with their emotions very differently. People cope very differently. But we're all capable of healing if we give ourselves grace, patience, understanding, and the time that we need. It might not take a full 3 years. It might take 10 years. Who knows? But what's important is that you do your best and you don't give up on yourself and you trust the process. I hope that today's episode helped you if you are struggling with the healing process or moving on or getting over something or someone. I hope that the next time that you're struggling, you're able to come back to this episode and use it as some type of guidance or just a nice little reminder, some reassurance that you're doing enough and you're doing your best and you shouldn't rush healing. If you liked today's episode, I would love if you left a review, if you left a comment on Spotify, or if you shared it with someone who you think would benefit from hearing what I had to say. And if you're not already, follow me on my socials. My Instagram, my TikTok, and my YouTube are all linked in the show notes. And that's everything for today's episode. I hope you loved it, and I will talk to you next Monday. I love you, and I'll see you then. Okay, bye.